From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. An aide says President Obama's health care plan will be posted on the White House website within a couple of days. The plan is expected to combine aspects of the bill approved by the House and the measure stalled in the Senate. Mr. Obama addressed the public option controversy at a town hall meeting Friday in Henderson, Nevada.
What we're proposing has nothing to do with the government takeover of health care. Most of you would have the exact same health care that you've got right now, but you'd be more protected and more secure. And if you don't have health care, you'd have a chance of getting health care.
The president is scheduled to hold a bipartisan meeting on health care next week, hoping to find common ground on the issue. Some lawmakers are saying the intentional crash of a private plane into IRS offices in Austin Thursday reveals an ongoing weakness in domestic security. From member station KUT in Austin, Mose Bushell has more.
Representative Michael McCaul is the Republican congressman for the congressional district where the attack took place. He also sits on the Homeland Security Committee of the House and is calling for a hearing into the regulations governing civil aviation.
Strict standards in terms of who can qualify for a pilot's license and having good intelligence in terms of who's allowed to fly private aircraft. I think that's something that we could be looking at.
That said, McCaul doubts whether any degree of oversight could have prevented Joseph Stack of Austin from aiming his Piper Cherokee plane at the office building. Stack was a licensed pilot who, under FAA regulation, was not required to file a flight plan before takeoff. The crash left two people dead, including Stack, and injured 13. For NPR News, I'm Mose Bushell in Austin.
Norway's Aksel Lund Svindal won the gold medal in the Olympic Super-G Alpine race on Friday, and joining him on the podium were two Americans, including Bodie Miller. From Whistler, British Columbia, NPR's Howard Berkus has more.
It was the second medal of these Olympics for Bodie Miller, and he was eked out by Aksel Lund Svindal of Norway by just 0.3 seconds. But the big surprise in the race was the bronze medal winner, American Andrew Weibrecht, who was just another 0.1 seconds behind. Weibrecht hadn't finished any better than 11th place in Super-G on the World Cup circuit. He wasn't considered a medal contender here in Whistler. The two-medal haul sets a record for U.S. skiing. The American men and women now have 6 medals in 4 skiing races. They've never won more medals than an Olympics, and there are 6 races to go. Teammate Marco Sullivan told reporters that what was billed as the Lindsey Vonn show at these Olympics has become the U.S. team show. The American quest for alpine skiing medals continues Saturday in the women's Super-G. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Whistler.
Britain has won its first individual winter Olympic gold in 30 years with Amy Williams beating German contenders in the women's skeleton. You're listening to NPR News. Dutch media are reporting the collapse of the coalition government amid sharp disagreement over the country's troop presence in Afghanistan. Prime Minister Jan-Peter Balkenende's center-right coalition government, or Center Christian Democrat, CDA, favors keeping a reduced force in place for a year past August. The Labour Party, the second largest behind the DCA, wants Dutch troops out of Afghanistan by the end of the year. Balkenende's government was to celebrate its third anniversary on Monday. An Oklahoma County judge finds a state bill dealing with abortion unconstitutional because it deals with more than one subject. From member station KOSU, Michael Cross explains.
One section of the bill made it illegal to have an abortion based on gender. The other required women seeking an abortion to fill out a 10-page questionnaire which would be placed online. Pro-choice supporter Joe Davis brought the lawsuit against the state and says she's concerned about the constant pressure by Oklahoma's legislature to control the reproductive rights of women.
The only place else that is happening in mass is in South American countries, which have a much higher abortion rate than we do. And then there's China.
Anti-abortion advocates say they're deeply disappointed in the decision and could appeal the ruling to the state Supreme Court. Lawmakers are already working on bills which would place both of the subjects in single pieces of legislation. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 9 points to close at 10,402. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 2 points to close at 2,243. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.